Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Police agencies throughout Michigan will be participating in an effort to deter drinking and driving during the holidays. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is underway and will run through January the 1st of 2026. Of the 1,012 fatal crashes that occurred in Michigan this year, 276 were alcohol involved and 246 were drug involved. Police agencies are encouraging motorists to celebrate safely and make smart driving decisions. During the campaign, there will be increased enforcement and messaging about the dangers of driving impaired. Officers will be on the lookout for motorists under the influence of alcohol and or drugs throughout the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. And another local and regional news. Federal agents and members of the Mid-Michigan Safe Streets Task Force executed a narcotics search warrant early Friday morning on Michigan Avenue on Bay City's east side. Investigators reported finding suspected drugs, three firearms, and other evidence linked to drug manufacturing and distribution. A 34-year-old man was arrested on drug and weapons charges, while two others were taken into custody on unrelated warrants. All three suspects were booked into the Bay County Jail, and the case has been sent to the prosecutor's office for review. Anyone with any information can contact the Bay City Public Safety at 989-892-8571 or share anonymous tips through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A weekend storm has dumped heavy snow on parts of the Northeast, causing flight delays and creating slick roads. The storm began Saturday and dropped several inches of snow around the New York, New Jersey metro area. Light snow fell over parts of New England. Crews in New Jersey and New York have been working to clear the roads, and over 1,000 flights were delayed, and more than 100 others were canceled entirely. Meanwhile, Arctic air swept south from Canada, making Sunday the coldest morning of the season in Minnesota. The Pacific Northwest, meanwhile, is bracing for more rain and wind after days of flooding and mudslides. And another national and international news. A JetBlue flight from the small Caribbean nation of Curaçao halted its ascent to avoid colliding with a U.S. Air Force refueling tanker, and the pilot blamed the military plane for crossing his path. The incident on Friday involved JetBlue Flight 1112 from Curaçao, which is just off the coast of Venezuela, en route to New York City's JFK Airport. It comes as the U.S. military has stepped up its drug interaction activities in the Caribbean and is also seeking to increase pressure on Venezuela's government. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, December the 14th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.